Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've brushed your teeth, you've washed your face, and you're ready for your story. Tonight's story is The Town Mouse and the Country Mouse. Once upon a time, there were two little mice. One mouse was very grand and lived in the town, but his cousin was quite different. He was a country mouse. He lived under the roots of an oak tree, in a small hole lined with straw and dry grass. He slept on a scrap of sheep's wool and wore a brown waistcoat that he had made himself from an old grain sack. "How lucky I am to live here," the country mouse said to himself. "I must invite my cousin to come and share my beautiful home." But when the smart town mouse arrived, he looked about the little hole in dismay. "What a shabby home!" The country mouse laughed and led him to a table piled high with food. "I've prepared a special meal," he said excitedly. "A cob of corn, fresh hazelnuts, and rosy red rose hips." But the town mouse wrinkled his nose in disgust. "I cannot eat this food," he protested. "You must come and stay with me and see what real food is like." So the next day, the country mouse returned with the town mouse to his home in the big, busy city. "This is what a home should be like," said the town mouse proudly as he led the country mouse from room to room. "I like soft carpets and comfortable furniture. There are no leaves or mud here." Soon they were hungry. "Follow me," said the town mouse. "But there will be no rose hips or hazelnuts on the menu," he added with a twinkle in his eye. The little country mouse gasped when he saw the wonderful spread of food laid out on the large dining table. "This is real food," cried the town mouse. "Let us begin." But as soon as he scampered across the floor, two large dogs came bounding into the room, barking fiercely, and the country mouse drew back in terror. "I'm going back to my home," he told his cousin. "You may sleep on a soft duck-down mattress under a satin quilt, while I have only a scrap of wool for my bed. You may wear a red velvet coat with gold buttons, while my clothes are patched and darned. You may feast on roast beef and chocolate cake, while I live off the nuts and berries of the hedgerow. You can enjoy the excitement of the town if you wish, but give me the plain and simple life any time." And the moral of this story is, better a poor and carefree life than a rich and worried life. Okay, boys and girls, that's the end of the story. I hope you liked it, and I'll see you next time. Bye!